good friend of the Ralphie shows. First, I interviewed her in the front seat of my car. Then, of course, I was on her tour bus over the summer. But now, more traditional setting, Carly Rae Jepsen calling into the Ralphie show. Hi, Carly.
We've been in some strange places. It's so odd to do it over the phone now.
Yeah, exactly, right? This is the first time not in person. But we'll get this one out of the way. And then maybe, I'm thinking the next one after this. I know I'm already thinking ahead, but maybe backstage at some point on Bieber's tour.
Okay, or we can go even stranger, but like in a plane, in a box. We'll just keep going weird with it.
Speaking of which, obviously I know, Carly, you're on tour right now with the Biebs, and he had that whole little mishap with throwing up. And I really don't care so much about that, Carly, but here's a question for you as somebody who's from Canada, because Justin said the reason why he threw up was that before he went on stage, he had milk and spaghetti. And I hear that's a Canadian thing, is it? I've never heard of this.
Well, I don't know if it's Canadian or not, but I do like my spaghetti.
With milk?
I'm a little bit more of I favor red wine.
Me as well, and that's what caught me a little off guard, because, I mean, Carly, I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York, so I grew up, like, right on the border, not too far away from Justin was. I mean, you know, obviously in Ontario there, and I had never heard of milk and spaghetti being a Canadian thing. You're telling me that you've never heard of that either?
Yeah, I haven't really necessarily heard of it as a Canadian thing.
All right, gotcha. Carly Rae Jepsen here on The Ralphie Show. So your album, Kiss, released. That's something else that's happened since the last time we spoke, Ms. Jepsen. The next single is This Kiss, produced by Redfoo of LMFAO. Did you have any interaction with Redfoo, or was this all just done kind of remotely?
Actually, that was one of the most natural kind of collaborations ever. I just happened to be at the airport one day, and I kind of got a little swarmed with paparazzis and some fans, and I didn't really know how to handle it at the time. But Redfoo was there with his security guard, and he came over and saved me. And we became really fast friends. I'd never actually met him before, other than, like, briefly at, like, passing parties or awards things. But this was the first time we'd actually talked to him. And we ended up bonding a lot over our musical tastes and the things that we liked, and decided that we should try to write a song together, perhaps. But we both had flights in the opposite direction. So how it ended up happening is he called me at, like, midnight with a bit of an idea, and we started writing the song together over the phone. And he, shortly after that, brought Matthew Koma into the loop, and the three of us finished the song over emails and phone calls and just sort of text messages, actually. And by the time it was done, it was sort of one of those things where none of us knew how the whole thing got written. It was just sort of easy.
Now, and that was one of the things, I think, that changed from the time that we chatted in the front seat of my car in May to then when I saw you over this past summer on your tour buses. You definitely have a little bit more of a team around you now. Things seemed a lot more structured. I got a feeling now when you go to the airport, especially if you're at LAX, you're going to have security with you now.
Yes, I'm very well prepared now. It was definitely a crazy transition from, you know, knowing that I could go traveling by myself to realizing that was no longer a totally safe thing to do. But I definitely protested it for a while. I do love my independence, so they had to struggle with me to convince me that security was indeed necessary. I learned the hard way.
But hey, at least it all worked out, and a nice collaboration came of it as well. So
yeah, absolutely. In a way, I'm really glad that everything happened the way it did. It's definitely been kind of one of those things where you look back at how the whole record came together, and then I kind of shake my head at it, not totally knowing if I could have done the same thing twice. But a lot of flukes and a lot of kind of friendships happened to kind of make the music that you hear on there.
Carly Rae Jepsen, the album is called Kiss. It's in stores now. Thank you so much for making some time. I'll see you backstage at some point on Justin's tour, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Talk to you soon. Thank you.